escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One ball and two strikes to Demerit. And a swing and a miss. Sandy looking great. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And the first Marlin ever with two 200 strikeout seasons.
Yeah, that's what happens, especially as we hurtle toward the trade deadline. This is Raheem Ann Harris on 670 The Score. It worked so well the last time we did this when we stalked head coaching candidates and the Bears ended up with Ben Johnson. Why not bring it back when it comes to trade candidates and your Chicago Cubs? So who better to start with than the former unanimous Cy Young winner himself, the man that we talked to Jim Bowden about yesterday here on Raheem Ann Harris on The Score, Sandy Alcantara, the Marlins ace, who, by the way, ended up with a 2.74 ERA in the month of June, much more like what we expected to see out of somebody we also think is the most likely, at least at this time, to be dealt.
Yeah, the first four starts of June were very, very, very encouraging when you look at what he was able to do, because he had starts that all went at least five innings. In fact, in the month of June, all but one of his starts went six innings, and the five-inning start was the singularity that was opposite of that. But his last outing, seven runs on 10 hits, gives you pause, right? Because you want to know that at what the asking price is, you're getting a bona fide ace. And you can't look at what he's done this season and call him a bona fide ace, at least from his numbers and his performance.
That game was against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Alcantara, as we said, a work in progress this season, that's for sure, especially when it comes to from where we knew him to be when he had the Cy Young. His ERA right now, as it stands, much different when you consider what he has been in his previous season. 6.98 ERA in 2025, 4-8 in the win-loss record, a 1.48 whip. However, he's still the biggest name for a reason. A lot of teams believe that he is going to get back to his former self with a change of scenery. The other part of this is also, of course, his contract. Right now, Alcantara in the middle of a five-year, $56 million contract with the Miami Marlins. $1.5 million signing bonus, $56 guaranteed, that according to SpotRack. He's got two more seasons. The club option in 2027 and then next season in 2026 to the tune of $17.3 million for the first 2 years, and then in 27 it goes up to $21 million. Regardless, that's a lot cheaper than, say, a $200 million arm, which is the going price for a lot of playoff-expected pitchers right now.
No, and certainly that's why the price is so much in terms of what you would have to give up for a player, like Sandy Alcantara. On top of that, Layla, you have to take into account the interest that the Cubs have, and perhaps him, is not in a vacuum. Other teams also want Sandy Alcantara. I think the thing that sticks out to me is when you look at who else might be interested in him, you've got obviously the Cubs that we're talking about.
Sure.
But the other two teams that have been bantied about, where the people who cover those teams have said there is interest, the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Oh, teams with practically unlimited resources.
But that's when you have to call back to what we heard Jed Hoyer say yesterday before the game and talking about, I believe we will have the resources, whether that's him willing to give up prospects and or them willing to pay the contracts of players that they acquire before the trade deadline. So I think that's the big thing. But the biggest question for him right now is, after winning a Cy Young in 2022, having a down 2023, needing 2024 off because of Tommy John surgery, can he regain the form of 2022? And I know we just talked about those June numbers, but you have to take into account two of those four good starts we're talking about against the Rockies and the Pirates.
You won't be seeing those teams in the playoffs.
That's absolutely a fact.
Let's hear from Bruce Levine last week, because the timing is kind of important here, although things definitely change. On with Mully and Haw, talking about the Cubs getting a starting pitcher in 7 to 10 days. And wasn't that 7 to 10 days ago?
Before you guys let me go.
Okay.
The Cubs are looking at adding that pitcher that we've been talking about. And it appears they're getting closer to identifying some of these teams that are out of it that want to trade. So I wouldn't be shocked over the next week or 10 days, much before the trading deadline, maybe as early as this week, that they make a wow. move for another starting pitcher.
Hold on. This week, you think the Cubs could make a move?
They could.
So if that's the rub this week, and it was last Monday, and we know that would be 7 days, and now we're talking about it's Wednesday, so this is day 10 of the 7 to 10 days. I'm thinking things either cooled off or the Cubs are still trying to figure out what they're willing to give up for different sellers who may not be quite ready to sell.
Well, also, especially when you consider the Dodgers are in the mix here. Like, that's part of it. And Dave Roberts was asked about Sandy Alcantara, and we know what happens when he gets asked about pitchers, like Shohei Ohtani, for example.
They get paid?
Things usually tend to happen. Dave Roberts doesn't shy away from a discussion in that respect. But the quote is, the starters look good. Sandy Alcantara is a trade candidate, but I don't know where he will go. If we were to do anything, we would probably add another pitcher to the bullpen. Why does that sound so familiar, guys? I think there is a big concern because of the years of control on Alcantara and the fact that there are guys like Corbin Burns and Max Fried getting $200 million. You're trying to figure out what the prospect capital turn is and the return on those 2.5 seasons of control that you have left.
So we're talking about Sandy Alcantara, part of our stalking segment. We're just going to take potential trade targets of the Cubs and put them under the microscope. And here on Rahimi and Harris, we want to know what the Cubs' possibilities are, what the likelihood of the outcomes are. These are all things that are up in the air as we start the month of July. Well, I look forward to the end of July when that trade deadline hits on July 31st. And Alcantara's 29 years old. So he is in his pitching prime. He knows how to pitch. How do I know this? Because the Cy Young season he picked up in 2022, it was an 8-WAR season. Do you know how good you have to be as a pitcher to jump up to 8?
Yeah, there's a reason he was unanimous, right?
So he's doing well, but I take this time to say he's a guy who has a versatility in the way that he pitches, which is one of the reasons he's been so effective. What we know about him is he relies on 5 different pitches. He throws the sinker, the four-seamer, the changeup, the slider, the curveball. The sinker is a 24.6% of the time pitch. Right up there with that is the four-seamer at 23.4% of the time. His changeup was as nice, is a 21.4% pitch. And then the slider and the curveball right around 15% at each of them. So he's got a great picks, Mitch. It's not like he leans on 2 or even 3 pitches to get the job done.
Yeah, the guy can throw the kitchen sink at you, so to speak. So as he recovers from Tommy John surgery, we see him somewhat regaining his form. I think it is encouraging that June was the month, the most recent, where we saw that happen. I know there are a couple of hiccups. But you know, the other part of this is whether or not he's even going to be dealt. When you consider such a seller's market right now, Jed Hoyer has talked about it. When you consider that Alcantara has 2 years left after this season of team control, the price, you could argue, may go even higher. Like, the Marlins are in no rush to figure out what they want to do. And that's been something that even Bob Nightingale has discussed. The quote from one of Nightingale's articles recently, when he talks about Sandy Alcantara, who should be available, the price tag will be high, and if no one is willing to meet it, the Marlins will simply hold on to him until this...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Winter, let's revisit our conversation with the former Major League General Manager, now with CBS Sports, and with The Athletic, Jim Bowden, on what he had to say about Alcantara specifically and that current trade value.
You know, it's very interesting because you brought up the point earlier in this interview where you talked about him having a down year and how he's been inconsistent, although he has allowed three runs or less in four of his last five starts and has pitched much better over his last five starts. You know, that being said, I've kind of looked at it on the outside and I've said to myself, because he's having a down year, why would the Marlins trade him now? Why wouldn't you wait, let him have a strong August and September, and then trade him in the offseason? He's very affordable. You control him for three more years. And so to me, it makes a lot of sense to wait until the value's back. That's just my outside opinion. However, when I talked to over 40 executives in the industry over the last week, it's very clear that the industry believes he is the most likely pitcher to be traded at this year's deadline. Mm. So obviously there has to be a lot of GMs and presidents out there that believe what they're watching recently with Alcantara, that believe that he is going to get back that Cy Young form. It's really hard to get a number one starter. We all know what the cost is. All you have to do is go look at the $200 million-plus that the Yankees gave Max Fried or the Arizona Diamondbacks gave Corbin Burns. You know what that cost is. That's not the cost to get Alcantara for the next few years, which makes his trade value extremely high. So if teams, in fact, believe that he's healthy and believe that he's only going to keep getting better, as he has shown in his last few starts, then I guess it makes sense. And so, you know, perhaps I normally guess on what the industry tells me because the GMs and the presidents are the ones making these deals, not those of us on the outside. And it's the GMs and the presidents that have done their homework on his medicals. They've done their homework on how he looks on a nightly basis. So, yeah, I think based on what they're telling me, I'm guessing he will be dealt, and it will be a haul, and it will be one of those moments.
He added in that sound effect himself. I would just like to reiterate that.
That was Jim Bowden talking about Sandy Alcantara, who we are firmly watching from afar. Stalking seems so harsh, but yeah, I'll be real. We're stalking him because we want to know everything we can about these potential trade targets because of the amount of prospects that you're going to have to get up to get them, and then how effective will they be if you get them in the fold? And I think one of the things Jim Bowden talked about that's so, like, I believe this 100%. I think he's getting dealt. Here's why. The pressure is so high from this standpoint. If you're a team, and we mentioned the Yankees and Dodgers have been talked about as teams looking at Alcantara and looking to make a run at him at some point, you understand. If you don't get him, that's one thing. But if you don't get him, and another team does, that can turn the tide against you because now you got to face him. And I think it's an addition when you get him, but it's also a subtraction when you don't get him because you're making other teams stronger.
That's it. One other team could get him, and then what happens? Jim Bowden's article did come out. It was updated just this morning on The Athletic, and he reiterates the point about Burns and Fried, which we have discussed. Here's what he also says before you get into the list of the people who he thinks are most likely to be traded at the deadline. This is his survey of MLB executives. The execs were granted anonymity so they could answer candidly, as well as asked not to include any of their own players. Their responses were illuminating. Some answers were expected, but others were truly surprising. However, what really stood out was the number of teams that didn't really know where this year's trade market is headed. So it's not just us. We are all trying to figure it out together. He said one National League president of baseball operations, key point that it's the NL here, quote, "I have no clue. Can't make sense of it all. That will obviously change over the next month, but it's really tough to read now, as most teams are saying they are looking to buy," end quote. An American League GM told me, quote, "We're all waiting for teams to decide if they're going to sell, but it might take until close to the deadline for teams like the Diamondbacks, Orioles, Red Sox, Guardians, and Angels to make that call," end quote. His number one starting pitcher is who he told us. It is Sandy Alcantara. The player mentioned the most overall by far. That was fascinating to me, this being Jim Bowden, because he's 4-8 with a 6.98 ERA, and I doubt the Marlins would get the requisite value for him if they traded him now. Instead, they could wait until the offseason to cash in, perhaps after he's had a strong August and September, thereby thinking they're not selling at his highest point. However, several execs pointed to the fact that he pitched better in June and seems to be healthy and getting closer to top form. So I feel like all signs are pointing toward this being the guy who sets the market. It's certainly where we wanted to start for that reason.
And you look back just last year, and I know it's a different situation because we're talking about a guy maybe not with the track record, but certainly the stuff. Garrett Crochet with the White Sox. People were saying, well, somebody might trade for him to help them, but he ended up not getting moved until the offseason. And that is where the White Sox got their haul, if you will. I want to say it like this. If you're a team like the Cubs looking for him, I wonder, Layla, if another player on that roster isn't a better fit for what the Cubs need right now. And when I say that, I'm speaking of one specific individual, Eduardo Cabrera. And so Eduardo Cabrera is a guy that came in this year as a young guy. He's only 23 years old. He's put up phenomenal numbers in his 14 starts. So much so, he's got a 3.41 ERA. But in his last 10 starts, his ERA, 2.05. His fielding independent pitching, 3.18. It seems like a guy that could help them, especially coming off his last outing, which was against the Twins, who aren't having the greatest time on offense. But it was a 2-0 win against the Twins. He pitched 7 innings of 2-hit ball, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He seems primed as a much cheaper option, as a guy you would have under club control because he hasn't even hit arbitration yet, for another 3 years after this season, through 2028.
And maybe we do a side stalk there. I feel like that might be the case. But if I'm a selling team, and if I'm the Miami Marlins, or if I'm anyone who has that type of starter, and Garrett Crochet, that's such a rare situation because you're talking about somebody who at the beginning of the season was considered the favorite by many to win the AL Cy Young. But let's focus on the return here, because I do think for the White Sox, if you're a selling team, that was an exemplary return when you consider how many of them are now even in the major leagues months later. The return was Kyle Teal, Braden Montgomery, Chase Mydroth, and Wikelman Gonzalez.
That's a good haul.
Right now, that is the exemplary, I think, not only just example, but return if you're the Marlins. What are you saying if you know the demand is that high for somebody you know who is an established Cy Young winner?
I think right now, the Marlins, honestly, can set their price, and if someone meets it, cool. If they don't, we'll see you in the offseason.
And that's a smart move, in my opinion. I remember applauding Rick Hahn for doing so when it came to trading Chris Sale. And I think when you don't necessarily know what your return is going to be and you've got an asset that's in high demand like that, Chris Getz, same credit is due. Wait until you get what you want.
What would you be willing to give up today for Sandy Alcantara?
If I'm the Cubs and I already know that my farm system took a bit of a hit when you consider Cam Smith is already in the big leagues and that return Isaac Paredes for the Kyle Tucker deal, I'm probably a little more reticent. You know, I'm a little more, I don't know, like, what was the Jim Bowden total or Bowden total was crazy, wasn't it?
Jim Bowden's total was beyond crazy because it was Cade Horton. It was Owen Casey. It was,
I think it's going to take big league talent like a Cade Horton, maybe. I don't know if it's necessarily your starting pitcher. A smart team is going to ask for pitching for pitching. You know, that's a rule.
No, you have to at least get somebody back that's a hot prospect in your organization. That also throws.
If I'm a seller, I'm definitely asking for Owen Casey.
Yeah, I think he's the biggest trade chip they have.
But at some point, you what are you left with in your farm system knowing that you've only got Kyle Tucker for a year, too? Like, that's a part of this. I know you're all in, but how much does that factor in? So I think that's part of the concern that I have when I look at it from the transactional standpoint for the specific Cubs need.
If it was just a rental, I'd be like, okay, but it's going to be a multi-year thing to get him. So I understand why sending Owen Casey makes sense in this trade specifically.
Yes. I mean, that's probably the asking point for any major trade candidate when you're talking to the Cubs. Yes, Robbie.
Let's say they make the deal. Sandy Alcantara is a Chicago Cub, and let's say it works. Let's say he goes back to at least part of his Cy Young form. What is the ceiling of the Cubs?
Oh, if Sandy Alcantara's on the Cubs and they do another minor deal to
get...
Is this
a team that we could be seeing hoisting a World Series trophy?
I think absolutely.
If they get a bench, if they get another someone to help them on the bench or to help them face left, you know, to help them face lefties.
Elite lefties, apparently.
Sexy time. My eyes got huge. I don't even know what to say. Like that's how good the potential becomes.
And that's why I think it's worth exploring the deal. If you believe Alcantara is close to back to Cy Young stuff from 2022 pre-Tommy John surgery.
Well, guess what, everybody texting in? You are helping our cause. When I hear 630 or read 630 say Mitch Keller of the Pirates is awesome again today against the Cardinals, we have more stalking segments for you. We're going to focus on a lot of these people, so I have no problem with the discussion and taking requests. And also Adam and Dundee. Edward Cabrera, we can talk about him too. That's the point in all of this. So I'm into it. So we can definitely continue our segments with other individuals.
And it won't just be pitchers. I want to be clear. We're going to go through the middle. Like you said, they need a bat.
This is the closest we're getting to like an NFL draft war room, you know, where we have like somebody's picture on the wall and we're like debating the pros and the cons and what we like about this person.
Can there be yarn? Can I string together pictures?
So we might. Yes. Yes. So we might as well get into it. I've started watching episodes of Always Sunny because I'm a human being who needs to breathe.
That's fair.
I should watch that. I would like you to continue to breathe. Yeah, but so many Always Sunny references make so much more sense now. Especially when I flew to LA. No, I did not try to do the Wade Boggs challenge. But yes, the point is we are taking requests. So I appreciate all the names you guys are giving. We listen to y'all. So we'll do it together. We'll have another segment of this coming up soon. When should we do it, guys? You want to produce on the fly?
Tuesday. That's when both of you will be here.
We're both back. I think that makes sense.
Oh, so we've got a group stalk. We can't just like do some recon on our own individually.
I think you can
We give Grody some binoculars.
Yeah, we can recon all
crawl
we want.
On
we'll
your
have
elbows.
Some assignments for Grody.
Would you guys laugh if I told you I had a pair of binoculars?
I have two pairs of binoculars.
I've somehow, like, that is so believable. I totally believe that.
Well, I got them as a gift for being with NBC at the time for 5 years. So I thought that was a fun gift. And you know where I got them? To see who was warming up in the bullpen. Duh. But turns out you don't even need it. Anywho, we will continue the stalking segment on Tuesday.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.